And now the game where we ask accomplished people things that are frankly beneath them. We call it Not My Job. Ed Rendell is in his second term as governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He came to that office after his very successful two terms as mayor of Philadelphia. He has traveled to Pittsburgh from the capital of Harrisburg. We are honored to have him with us here. Governor Rendell, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Well, thank you. You know, I was backstage listening to the first part of the show, and it occurred to me that my timing's not very good, being a governor making his debut on the show this week.
Well, I think that that depends on your perspective. Our position is your timing is exquisite.
I know.
Because we wanted to turn to an expert. I mean, on governor. I mean, maybe you, by virtue of being a governor and a successful politician here in the American Northeast, can have some insight into the big question that everybody has been asking. What in the world was that man thinking?
Well, the answer that you gave is he wasn't thinking.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Clearly not.
You actually said something interesting. You said that he'd be the last person you could imagine doing something like this. I think you said out of the 50 governors, he'd be 50th.
No.
Well, no.
I said... Because we do have 10 women governors.
All right. I was going to say.
We have 10 women. Yeah. So I qualified it. All right. I said, eliminating the women governors, he'd be 40th.
He'd be 40th. Okay. So let's. He's 40th. Governor Schwarzenegger, of course, number one. But I guess the interesting question is, where would you put yourself on the list? Because there was an implication there.
Well, in terms of, you know, the style of a person, I'd put myself in the middle of the
Really? Because yeah. you're known for not exactly playing by the rules.
Right. I'm not a conventional, certainly not sanctimonious, right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't like me out there, you'll admit I'm not sanctimonious.
So, Governor, one of the big things happening here in Pennsylvania is the presidential primary schedule for April. You guys have become maybe the final battleground for this presidential nomination. That must be pretty exciting.
It's both amazing and exciting. And to show you how smart I was, I asked the legislature to move the primary up.
Yeah. But no, they were smarter than you. They kept it back. So You are, however, not only the governor of the state, but you're a close friend of the Clintons. You're an outspoken supporter of Senator Clinton. Now that you've got this leverage, though, with the state being so important, do you think you can extract any promises from the candidates? I mean, could you throw your support? Is president, they do an executive order, Tom Brady has to go play for the Eagles. For example, you could probably extract that. Things are getting pretty tense.
Yeah, but I'll say this. A lot of people in our party are doomsday advocates. They're saying this is going to kill us.
Yeah, there is that concern.
We're going to be at each other's throats. I don't think so at all. I think poor Senator McCain can't get anybody to notice him for love or money. And all the focus is on our candidates. And look, we have two terrific candidates. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And I think they're both capable. They're both people who I think can win the fall election. I just think Hillary Clinton's got the better ideas for meeting our challenges, both here in the state and other places.
But you think it's all settled come the summer, and one of the two, you think that the other person's supporters are going to forget everything? There's been a lot of bad blood. And say, oh, no problem, great, I'm for you now. I'm going to swap my sign.
I was down at Florida giving a speech to the Broward County delegates 10 days ago, and I asked people who's for Barack Obama, and they cheered. Who's for Hillary Clinton? They cheered. And I said, okay, I've got a message for you. One of you two groups is going to lose. And the group that loses, I'm giving you 10 days to pout, to be angry, to be disappointed. And then you got to get over it because the stakes for this country are too high come November. Right. And I think that's a message.
Could you end up as the vice president?
No.
No?
That's where all the power is.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Because your name...
No. Yeah. I could not wind up as a vice president for one simple reason.
Why not?
I have this uncommon trait in my business is you ask me a question and I tell you the truth, or at least what I think the truth is. So if someone said, all right, you're running for your vice president, what did you think of the presidential candidate's energy policy release today? I'd say, well, fair. No, fair.
You could just turn off your mic at that point.
No, I wouldn't be. I've been very lucky in politics. I got elected district attorney of Philadelphia at the age of 31, and I've been my own boss ever since. And I think I'm probably too old to start taking orders.
Really? Yeah. So, I mean, it's actually kind of interesting. We may even have made some news because your name is often mentioned as a potential vice president.
Not by anybody sane, no.
No.
But fortunately, this is the Democratic Party, yeah, and we have a lot of insane voters.
That's so true. the insane is an important constituency to a Democrat.
It's the swing vote. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Governor Rendell, it is great to have you with us. We have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Whatever they honored her for, it sure wasn't anything to do with Shanghai Surprise.
This week, as I'm sure you know, Madonna Louise Ciccone was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nobody could argue with that. Lover or hater, the most significant pop star of the last 25 years. But as an actress, well, suffice to say that Madonna did her best work in films that were 4 minutes long or less. We're going to ask you three questions about Madonna's film career. Get two right, you'll win our prize.
Awesome.
For one of our listeners. Carl's voice on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who was our guest playing for?
Peter, the governor is playing for Sister Rita Yiska.
Oh, wow.
Of Pennsylvania.
Of where?
Pittsburgh.
All right. Well, can I ask a question?
You may, Governor.
To be a award winner,
yeah,
contest winner, do you have to listen to the show?
We don't ask much of our
sister.
But we ask that.
Sister, I'm really sorry. And I think we all are, right?
We'll help.
Yeah.
We'll help.
All right.
Here we go. Here's your first question. Madonna's infamous movie Body of Evidence, in which she played a woman suspected of murdering a man via sex, had a disclaimer on the trailer for the film and advertisements. What did that disclaimer say? Was it A, that the movie had absolutely nothing to do with the novel Body of Evidence by Patricia Cornwell, placed there because Ms. Cornwell insisted on it? B, that the viewers should not attempt the sexual techniques seen in the movie without the star's, quote, special training? Or C, that the director and the writer did not approve of many of the lines Madonna says, but she insisted?
Well, we want the sister to win, so A.
You're going to go for A. Ms. Cornwell insisted that it had nothing to do with her movie. You're right.
There you go.
Cornwell was upset that people might think that she had anything to do with that, so she had the disclaimer put
on. She's also very litigious, so.
Is she really?
Yes,
didn't
she
know
is.
That.
Yes, lawsuits
and
everywhere.
We may get to it, but that was not Madonna's worst movie.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute!
I actually saw her worst movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, is this actually part of your job?
Apparently. I didn't pay for it. I
you
saw
know,
it on late.
They spent a lot of night in hotel
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. This is going to be the headline out of this week's show. Governor Rendell, quote, I didn't pay for it, unquote.
I watched it on cable.
We watched it. Oh, don't say that, man. This is not the week
cable.
To say that. All right. Here we go. That was very impressive. These two more questions to go. You say you've seen her movie, so we expect good things from you.
Not all.
Did you see this one? Did you see her Damon Runyon-inspired movie, Bloodhounds of Broadway?
No.
Didn't see that one. All right. When that movie came out in the 80s, the filmmakers knew that the movie was in trouble very early on in its theatrical release. When what happened? Was it A, the movie was shown in theaters on its opening weekend with a reel missing and no one noticed? B, the projectionist at one theater quit rather than have to watch it more than once? Or C, nobody other than Madonna and the movie's publicists came to the opening night party?
I think it has to be A.
It has to be A, that the reel was missing?
Yeah.
You're exactly right. This is impressive.
We still haven't gone to her worst movie yet.
No, I think we're getting there. At least I hope we're getting there. Anyway. But I will tell you that according to Andrew Morton, who wrote Madonna's unauthorized biography, a reel was missing for 2 weeks of the movie's New York run, and nobody noticed. All right. We have arrived at last at Swept Away.
That's it.
Is that the movie?
That's the movie. By far the worst.
All right. Be that as it may, the question of now, of course, concerns Madonna's ill-fated remake that she made with her husband, the once-talented Guy Ritchie. He directed it. the reviews of Swept Away were not kind. What did the New York Times' A.O. Scott say about the movie? Did he say A, swept away, schlepped away is more like it? Did he say B, everything went downhill after the animated trailer encouraging us to visit the snack bar? Or did he say C, this is the greatest cinematic sacrifice a man has made for his wife since Charlton Heston jumped into the hole to save Ava Gardner at the end of Earthquake?
I love that scene.
I think B.
You think B, you're going to go for everything went downhill after the animated trailer encouraging us to visit the snack bar. No, actually, he said, swept away, schlepped away is more like it. Carl, how did Governor Ed Rendell do in our quiz?
Governor Rendell had two correct answers, Peter. Enough to win for Sister Rita Easton.
Right. There you go.
Can I ask Sister to do something?
Hang on a second. Go ahead, sir.
Since I just won for her, can I ask her to do one little thing? Sister, could you send me an email, care of Ann Shriver at state.pa.us, and tell me how in God's name you listen to this?
I got two words for you, Governor. 2,000 rosaries.
Not enough.
Edward Rendell is the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Governor Rendell, thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure.